finish Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Today we're going to start, we're going to go through the day. Common shailas just come up in the course of the day. So let's start with waking up. Two bachur came to me filing shaila. That one bachur, he loves davening besikin. Heard such a thing? This one bachur said, he loves davening besikin. The Gemara says, miles of besikin, the tree is on the scabble. Any nizakol ayoyim, he wants davening besikin. Only problem is, his roommates are not so happy about it. Sikkim nowadays is pretty early. Gets up in the morning and, you know, tries to be quiet and they wake up. His roommate, on the other hand, likes to set his alarm clock about 37 seconds before the second man Krishna. So the Shaila was, is he allowed to down the Sikkim? Is it the right thing for him to down the Sikkim? Or maybe it's not the right thing, he's waking up his roommate. Really, this fight really starts not in the morning, it starts at night. At night, the Bachur gets a Sikkim, he wants to go at night. Wants to go to bed at night and early. His other roommate stays a little bit later. His question is, where's the right of way? If you want to get up early, stay up late, who wins? This is, you know, the fight in every single year. So it's like this. There's something called Gezel Shina. Everyone heard the terminology? Gezel Shina. Now let's still sleep. Now the question is there such a thing really called as Gezel Shina? We know something. There's something called gezel, like on somebody's house, still $200. That's called gezel. I steal your sleep. What did I steal from you? What I took? Saying, what do the words mean? Anyone translate it? Gezel shina. They sound like Rav Chaim Kanevsky. Is there something called gezel shina? It's like Rav Chaim. Gezel shina is a made-up terminology of the Bali Musar, and is no such. It's not called lisikzel. What is it? It's a different thing. If you wake somebody else up and he's trying to sleep, you wake him up. There's a mitzvah hatarich kamoicha. Is Issa Nas Tavarim, and if you wake somebody else up, you overdose his serum. But it's not Gezel. You have to be clear about this. A lot of people, they make a mistake. They think something called Gezel Shinis. It's Issa Gzela. It's not Gezel. It's after Kamoicha, it's Nas Tavarim, but it's not Gezel.
Why not?
Because Gezel is when I take your habjak, I take your thing. Over here, I didn't take anything of yours. What? What do you say? You can't steal your time, every time. I'm saying.
Why is it not
the Lord? Oh, good question, good point. The Vara Inos Devarim is, you know, you mitzar somebody. So it's a kol shkein, just like you can't be mitzar somebody's words. So for sure, if you pain somebody by trying to sleep, wake him up. Any strong tzar can be nechal in Inos Devarim. I mean, the issue is about the Kamecha, Inos Devarim, but it's the issue, but it's not Gezer. So you do it with some sefer, and now you always take off your shoes in order that you shouldn't make any noise for the people in his house or in Eretz Yisrael. You know, a lot of times, if when you're walking, your dancer's neighbors hear you. So the same thing you do, he was makpid to take off his shoes when he came home. So really the shaila we're clearing is, so there's something called Gezel Shina. So now let's say somebody plopples down, it happens all the time. Somebody, you know, you're walking to the second Seder and there's a guy slipping in your seat. You're walking 3:15, right? Seder's about 3:15, right? 3:15, 3:30, 3:45, 4:15. The guy's like sleeping away, just sleeping away. Is there any point where you just, you know, and there are no seats, just sitting there standing? Is there any point you just wake him up and, you know, stop, you know, there's my seat, you know, please move. So it's like this. The Isser of Gezel Shena, this applies to anything in when you're living in together with other people, in a dorm room, in an apartment building. The site is like this. Whatever's normal, then whatever you do, if you do the normal thing, then you have the right of way. If you're doing something abnormal, then you have no right to say, like, I want to go to sleep and say it's Gezel Shena. You want to go to sleep in the second Seder and say it's Gezel Shena because the guy next to me is waking me up. Being that you're doing something which is abnormal, you can't call that Gezel Shena. So the same thing if you want to go in a dorm room or a dira, you want to know what time to go to sleep, right? Some people want to stay up to 1 o'clock, some people want to go to sleep at 11 o'clock. The question is, who has the right of way? So basically it comes out, if it's normal at that time for somebody to go to sleep, a normal societal thing for Bachman to go to sleep at 11 o'clock, which in my days, there were some people who did it, I don't know what happens now, but then if the guy goes to sleep, it makes it a Gezel Shena. If the guy's doing something abnormal, he's going to sleep 9 o'clock at night, something's abnormal, then he has no right to time a Gezel Shena because he's doing something which is not normal. So we have to figure out who's normal. So in terms of dying the Sikkim, so we'll come out, if you want to get the Sikkim, do you have right to get the Sikkim, what?
The guy who wakes up from the
Sikkim. Right?
He's right?
It's not a normal
No. The Sikkim is not a Chiyav, it's only a Maila. Being that I don't think it's a normal thing for Bachman to get up a Sikkim, right? It's not a normal thing to get up a Sikkim. So if you're in a dorm room, you have three other roommates, they don't want to get up a Sikkim, so you have no right to be from and get up a Sikkim if it's not the normal thing then for people to do. To wake somebody else up, you would not have a right to do it. And same thing when you're going to sleep late, right? If your son goes to sleep at 11 o'clock, if that's a normal thing, then he would have the... Right. This really is going to be safe to all deer fights. Welcome out of time, deer fights. Window open, window closed, air conditioner on, air conditioner off, the heater, all those type of things. It doesn't end when you're bachim. It goes on when you get married, too. So the klal gadol is, I mean, it can be vatem, vatem, but the klal gadol is, whoever's doing the normal thing, then he wins. Whoever's not normal, it's not normal. Sometimes it's not clear. Okay, it's debatable. And everything's black and white in this world. It's a gray area, but that's basically the rule. The rule of thumb is be normal. Right? That's what I have to imagine. Okay. Yeah, Clark? Fine. Okay, so you got up, say Maidani, right? The first thing you do is get Maidani and you wash Negelasa. Now, in terms of Negelasa, how many people here wash Negelasa by the bed? Oh. It's not a riot. How many people here don't wash Negelasa by the bed? Okay, so there's some people who don't wash their glasses at all. Okay, guys. Akabonim, it's the proper thing, it's the right thing to wash their glasses by your bed. Meshvura is machmer, it brings down a lashon hazoyer. You don't have to wash by your bed, sorry. You have to wash within dal amos. If you have a bathroom within dal amos of you, we have a... I know some people when they build their dream houses, they have a sink in their room, or it's been kind of salah. But the Mishnah Berurah is very machmer in it. It says, if you move down lashon hazoyer, which is not much machmer than the Zoya says, somebody walks down amos, believing Matthias is dying, it's kind of misa, he brings down that lashon, Mishnah Berurah brings down. There is a chazan ish, somebody put out a sefer shulchan aruch hazoyer. Basically, zoyer up your siddur shulchan aruch. So the first halacha was zalacha. If you walk go down amos, believing Matthias is dying, you're misa. So chazan ish wrote im hagwas and nefesh. That's how they say it. If you kill somebody, then you chayim misa. He said, it can't be. But upon him, whoever it is, it's zikha the right thing. L'chakil, you should wash negavas by your bed. It's the right thing to do.
Is it the same roof? Same...
No. So the Mishnah Berurah is like this. There's something called, if you're in the same room, there's a Gemara Bracha, it's kol acheder kedal amos. If you're in one room, that has to be kedal amos. And you could go from one side of the room to the other side of the room. So if it's the same room, you're okay. But once you're going to a different room, then it's not the whatever. I call it sky for the. What? To do what?
Flat.
I'm not familiar with that. The Mishnah Berurah says call bias with that lamas dummy because not a rabbi. The rabbi says that's one. It's one of the mission and tshuva, right? Where is it? The mission and tshuva is not tshuva. No, definitely tshuva, but. Like about him, Mishnah Berurah says, "Kol achira." There's the word that "Kol achira k'dal amos tamei." Let's say now, before neglass, you're not allowed to touch. You're not supposed to touch your eyes, your nose, your mouth, all the places which have holes. You're not supposed to touch it because of rakara, because of shade, and things like that. Now, what's the law if somebody touches food? You're not supposed to touch food before neglasser. If you touch food, the shock really often. Somebody touches food before neglasser. What's the law? If you eat in a restaurant, right? Lav Dafka, the place where you ate out, the workers wash their hands, I'm saying. Maybe by the Board of Health, they're supposed to be washing their hands. But Lav Dafka, they wash Negevasa. The question is, Bidi Ever, somebody touches food without Negevasa, what's the halacha? So Mishmur brings down like this. If it's a food which you can wash off, you can do Negevasa for the food. So Lechachili should do it. In other words, if it's something you can just wash off. But most foods are going to get ruined if you do that. If you put water on your chicken, it might not taste so good. So Mishnah Berurah says, "B'diavad you can be mekel," and once you touch it, b'diavad it'll be beseder. Fine. So let's discuss a little bit now what you like to do before davening. Spending it taking showers, can go to go shopping, making phone calls, read the paper. It's like this. The Gemara Brachos Daf Tesvav says, "Also, last tzrach comes to his following. You now do tzrach before you daven. You now take care of your own tzrach." What does that mean? It means that you can't read a book. I have my 11-year-old son. He wakes up in the morning, first thing he does, takes out a book. First thing he does. Akapanem, he's not permissive yet, we can start up. But anyhow, the Gemara says, now that the Tzrach of Kanesh is falling, now to be involved in your own things. The first thing you have to do is davening. And you now let read a book before davening. You now let go shopping before davening. Shitas Rashi is the night that you're not even allowed to learn before davening if you don't have a shomer. The only time I learn before davening is, we're afraid if you're learning before davening, you get so involved. People do it. We're afraid you get so involved in your learning that you forget to daven. So, Rashi, unless you have a shomer to remind you to daven, it's also we pass like this. Unless you have a shomer, or meaning kavua, or the place where you're davening, or you're learning a place where you're davening, you're not allowed to learn because you're afraid that you're going to forget the daven. Like a panim, so you're not allowed to go shopping. So the big shahla is everyone knows what's taking a shower. You take a shower before davening or not. What's a shahla? So state, you're allowed to wash panim of the ragla. So you're supposed to wash your hands and feet before you daven, wash your face, hakam the kris, shalom the kafir, it's supposed to be eaten for before you daven. The question is, what about taking a full shower? So they went to Rabbi Asher once and they asked him, you know, is it mutter to take a shower before davening? So he said, you take a shower Friday nacht mikvah. That's when you take a shower. So they explained to him that, you know, there's a musig in America, we came out of England, not like that, so there's a musig in America that they take a shower every single day. He's just like almost fainted. Like, he's like, when do they have time to learn? They take a shower every day. But akapanim, so the shower is like this. There are those who say he wants to say that just like we said, wash the panim of the ragel is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because all iser of an oisik and siat tzrachav is you being oisik and siat tzrachav. You know, a whole big long process. But something which is washing hands and feet, something which is like a quick thing. So there's the osnid bruch ken zayin. That's not called an oisik b'tzrachav. And he says there's mokim to be makel and say that we mutter take a shower. If for zayis alamaisa machmer tavolei bracha, it's better to be machmer. But he says there is mocking to say that taking a shower is not considered such a big thing in Bizman Hazan, and mocking to say that we must take a shower. There's another cheshbon which people talk about when taking a shower is that if you're doing something with tzarek tefillah, can you take a korban before davening? Right? The Gemara says it's not eating before davening. Not eating, not a drink. Why? The Gemara says because of gaiva. Oh, it's raining again in England, from what I understand, right? Sometimes there's a manam like 2 o'clock in the morning, there's a lace. In the winter, in the summer, right? Something like that, right? So if you're up, so if you're renegade, if you're up, if you're eating Malabal Malkum with Shabbos at 1:30 at night, and you're washing and you're half hour to Elois, the luck is you're not allowed to wash half hour before Elois. Half hour before Elois, you're not allowed to wash, you're not allowed to have a Kriya Sudik. You're not allowed to have any Amaitzi, you're not allowed to have Mazinus. You're allowed to have fruits and vegetables, schnitzel, chicken, pecan, Mazinus, or Amaitzi, half hour before Elois. So, training game with the Shabbos in England, if Elois is at 2 o'clock and Shabbos is over like 11:30 or whatever, it's very, very, very short. So okay, you have to be careful. You don't start your Malava Malka half hour before Elois. That's when you get on the tennis. You can't be Kaveh Suda half hour before Elois. Now, so once you're at Elois, can you take a coffee or tea or not? So the Mishnah Berurah, being that a coffee or tea is Soirech Tvila, person, why do you take coffee or tea in the morning? Is to wake themselves up, to get them, you know, to get them moving. Best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. So, being that you're doing it with tzarek tefila, something you're doing with tzarek tefila, that's not cool, that's not gaiva, that's tzarek tefila, and a bimutter. Mishpura says in his days, he said it's also to take your coffee and tea with sugar. Why? Because the whole bread is tzarek tefila, and it's a simple drink. But sugar, that's already derek gaiva. But nowadays, the place to say, being that everyone takes coffee and tea with sugar, it's a regular thing. You can take a coffee and tea with sugar. Why it's tzarek tefila? So if somebody is that type of person that he needs a shower to wake up, to him taking a shower at Tzarek Tvila, so then I'm able to take a shower, because that would be considered Tzarek Tvila. It's not considered you'll be Oysak in Tzrachav, it's considered Oysak in Tzarek Hashmayim, it's a Chanaf at Tvila, and it'll be Mutter. Just one thing, you have to be very careful. If you take a shower before diving, you have to be very careful to dry your hair. Because a lot of people have ruined their tefillin, because when the hair is wet, you put your tefillin on wet hair, so the water seeps in and it can ruin your tefillin. So if you're going to take a shower, you have to be very careful to dry your hair. Fine. So the person says also to do asiyat tzrachav. Now, the person mechadash basically is, can you take out the garbage before Shabbos? Can you mail a letter? So this is a b'chatcha. B'chatcha says, the only iser is something that's oisik b'tzrachav, something which is a whole big isik, a whole big process, a whole long thing. Something which is just a quick thing, 1, 2, 3, a small thing like mailing a letter, taking out the garbage, something like that, that's a small thing, that's not going to be a problem because that's not oisik b'tzrachav. It has to be only something which is a long thing, anything which is a small, simple thing, that's mutter to do. Who then, if you could say that it's anything which is a mitzvah is mutter, can you be menachem avol before davening? That's a mitzvah. The esh shem zamin, can you go to the markola to pick up bread for your kid, for cheder, or for your family? So Shem Zaman said, that's not considered tzracha, that's considered chafzi shemayim, taking care of your kids, taking care of your mishpacha, that's considered chafzi shemayim, and that'll be the seder. There's also this sort of traveling for davening, not a child for davening, which, you know, it's going to get when going to work. Sometimes people drive to work and then they daven, and it's like, oh, it's not about the shaila. What's very negative is like this: if you're going to the airport, all the England flights are 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, all the Europe flights, basically, they're early in the morning. So the shaila is, if you're leaving to the airport after Alais, so the place can say that it's better to daven b'yichidus after Alais than to travel to the airport and then daven. Being that there's an issur of traveling for davening, so it's better, once you hit Alois, it's also to travel. So it's better to travel, to daven b'yichidus, it's a chiv daven b'yichidus for Alois, than going to the airport. What? No, so if you're traveling for a mitzvah, you want to go to the Chaisal, or you're traveling for the Kavad, say it. Mashenken, if you're going to the airport, then it's fine. Okay, so, Hevel's Tefillah, we're not going to go through now, we'll go through a different time. Well, let's go to breakfast. Fine, you come back to your Dira, and you bring in the mail. The Shaila is, here's a mail for your friend, you know, an interesting letter to your friend. The Shaila's your letter opened up. What is it? Get into the Shaila of Chaim ben Agesh. Which, for those of you who remember, about 4.5 years ago, President Obama came to Eretz Yisrael. When he was, when he was running the first time, so all the president candidates always come to Eretz Yisrael. After that, they don't come again. So anyhow, President Obama, we hope this is his last day being president. But anyhow, he came to Eretz Yisrael, went to the Kaisel, all the photographers went to the Kaisel, and he wrote a kvittel, put his kvittel into the Kaisel. For Shteitzach, as soon as he walked away, they ran to the Kaisel, took out his kvittel, sold it to the Haaretz, to the paper for $20,000, and it's put the front page of the Haaretz. So Shaila was, if somebody puts a kvittel into the Kaisel, are you allowed to read the kvittel or not? So there's a chayim ben Gershon, they're not allowed to read a letter of somebody else. Somebody writes a letter, it's also to read a letter of somebody else. What's the reason why? The two reasons they bring down, either after Kamaicha, or there's a different reason, maybe something, what? What's the other guy saying? After Kamaicha, maybe there's something private in there, which is Gili Soy, something private is Isser to read somebody else's letter. So what about by guys? So the answer of the Asher says that Chayim Menageshim only applies to Jews. To Goyim, it does not apply. It doesn't apply to Goyim. So Kapanim, if a guy puts a kvittel into the wall, it's more. I mean, it was a chance for Hashem saying, Americans don't go for these type of things. But they're nice to the Middle East. But Kapanim, it's more to take out the kvittel. And the next presidential candidate, Romney, this time around, was smart enough not to put a kvittel into the Kaisel. But Akapanim, the halacha does not apply to them. Now, this halacha is very negated. What about by emails? Somebody gets an email, you want to open somebody's email. Or somebody gets a fax. The place can say it's not just by letters. Anything which somebody sent to somebody, which is private, whether it's a kvittel into the Kaisel, sending like Hashem, or whether it's an email, or whether it's a fax, all those things go into Chayim ben Agesh, and you shouldn't be reading other people's letter.
Is that sealed?
What do you say?
There's something about sealed.
If it's not sealed, sometimes you can make umdina at the person that might. If you could make, if there's umdina. But yeah, it's totally a confused situation. Yeah, what? That's a shy. Like, it's only if there's umdina you think the person that might. If you think the person wrote a postcard and that might, you have to make some type of umdina. If there's the umdina, then the mice, then the mice come. Okay, so you come to breakfast. So when I was a buck, I remember, so by breakfast used to be like one guy used to eat pizza for breakfast, and the other buck used to eat chalant for breakfast. So Shai was eating at the same table, pizza and chalant. No, you guys learned? No? Eating at the same table, basa b'chalav, the halacha is now eat basa b'chalav at the same table, as long as you have some type of hacker. You have to put some type of hacker between. You have to put, you put down something that's not normally there on the table, you put a safer, put a book, something like that. When you're married, you have to put a hacker between in order to remind you they shouldn't come to eat one from the other. But you come to the bachadira, and there's somebody, the guy left his chalant on the table, and you want to eat your pizza, and he's not there. The question is, does the hacker work when you're the only person there? So the Daka Chuvah brings down Machlekes, and it's Kedai to be Machmer, that the only time a hacker works is if there's another person there between two people, then a hacker works, and they have a shamer. But if there's no one else there just putting down a hacker, the Chachila or Machmer, they shouldn't do it. So Negea, three cases in this case. Negea, if you ever had a business meeting with a guy, and the guy has milchiks and you have fleshiks, then Laniach will be kosher. So putting down a hacker is not going to work because a hacker also needs a shomer. It's negay if you're alone, and it's also negay if you're eating with a child or something. You're eating places, you're eating milchiks. So a hacker's not going to work, being that you also need a shomer, and hacker's not enough. Right, now in terms of in Hilchos Brachos of being Mishana Makom L'Makom, humiliating breakfast, your cell phone rings, you go outside. So it's like this. If you're in one room, from one place in one place in the room to a different place in the room, that's Beseder, that's not called Shani Makom. If you go from room to room, you go from one room in the Dira to a different room in the Dira, it's Machoik Mishainim. Mishris is the Chachila Yishav Das, when you make a bracha that you're allowed to go from room to room. But if you didn't, then b'diavad you would not make a bracha. But chili shavdas, they go in room to room. Now the place can say it could be nowadays it's telling the type of person. Some people, you know, they never sit in one place too long, and it's dark. They can start eating and they get a phone call and go here, they go there, they go there. You know, they can be moving around. It's definitely gay by ladies when they're married, when they have kids. Right? They're not being covered in one place. They're going from place to place. So that situation, then that could be considered like stam das. And we just say, there's been a game in the dorm room. Make a bracha in your dorm room, and you want to go continue your suit downstairs in the dining room. So that's considered cheder lecheder, lechachili shav das. B'diavad, if you didn't have das, then you could. B'diavad, if you didn't have das, then you don't have to make another bracha. If you go totally outside, in other words, you got a phone call, you went totally outside, and you come back in. Or doing seder, let's say, drinking a coffee in seder, in the base medrash, then you go outside, and you come back in. So it's like this. If you're eating something like a shahakal or a dhamma, so something like that, if you do a shitty makam, if you go outside, you lose the bracha, and come back in, you have to make another bracha. If you're eating something which is a mezainis or a maitzi, those are things which time bracha mukayman, those are things which you have to make a bracha where you are, alamichil. So even if you go outside, if you eat a mezainis, if you go outside and do a shitty makam, when you come back, you're not mechuyev to make another bracha. So the kama shaila is, let's say somebody's having a Danish and a coffee. So he has a gzayis of the Danish, and he's not drinking coffee, and then he goes outside and he comes back in. The shaila is, does he now have to make a new bracha on the shahakal or not? What's your shaila? Do you say, since anyhow, I had to come back from the mezainis, so once I had to come back from the mezainis, so therefore that helps my shahakal continue? Or do you say that no, the shahakal is separate from the mezainis? The askamas of Rav Pesachim is that once you have to come back from the mezainis, so you don't lose your shahakal, and you don't have to make another shahakal. Let's say somebody goes to the store and he buys a coffee, he starts drinking in the store, and then he goes to yeshiva. So the shaila is in that situation, he did a shini makan. Do you have to make another bracha? Is there anything else if you're traveling? Somebody's traveling somewhere. When you're traveling, you have to make another bracha each time or not. So the klal is this: holchi drachim. The klal is, why do you make another bracha when you change places? The pshat is, if I was kaveh my bracha over here and I went somewhere else, that's considered shini makom. They have to make another bracha. So the place can say that somebody's a holchi drachim, somebody who's not kaveh anywhere, he's traveling the whole time, or he's traveling all the time. He was never kaveh in any place, so his bracha could continue. Therefore, if you buy a coffee in the store and you weren't really kaveh over there, you didn't like sit down over there, you just took a little sip, and you're planning to continue somewhere else, that's not considered shini makom, because shini makom is only if I was kaveh in one place, I'm eating over here, and then I go somewhere else, that's shini makom. I think if I was never kaveh anywhere, so that won't be considered shini makom, and therefore it will be the same.